Hey there, this is Nick Goon here. Welcome to the call. So I want to introduce a possibility to you. I want you to consider the possibility that life isn't actually what you imagine it to be or believe it to be, and that you, in fact, are not who you actually imagine yourself to be and believe yourself to be, and that life itself is something completely different to what your perception, your beliefs, your conditioning, and your programming have led you to believe, and therefore where you're channeling all your energy. Now let's get really, really honest here. If we're looking to be successful in this world, the only place the success is generated is by and within ourselves. As we honestly evaluate the current situation and circumstances in this physical material world, this modern civilization, we can see very, very obviously the consequences, the dire consequences, the very serious consequences of over-investing in this current paradigm that drives this modern civilization. And that very paradigm is based on an interpretation of life, an interpretation of reality, a perspective of life, a perspective of reality, and a sense of self, an identity. Let me break that down for you. People are born into this world. They are educated. From a very young age now, the education begins. And the education comes from the system that they're being educated to participate in, to support. That very system itself is extremely toxic, extremely disharmonious, and the consequences of living in that toxicity and that disharmony are stress, a psychological, psycho-emotional breakdown, meltdown, and all kinds of physical disorders that have been generated by the stress and the psycho-emotional situation. Now, these are just the simple facts of life. Depression, suicide, psychological disorders, psycho-emotional disorders, physical disease, the diseases of modern civilization, cancer, diabetes, heart disease. All of these factors are on a massive, massive increase now, as a direct consequence of the way we're living in this modern civilization. Many of those factors do not exist at all in indigenous cultures that are deeply connected to a natural way of life that is culturally harmonic for them. They don't exist. Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, psycho-emotional breakdown, stress, all this stuff, it doesn't even exist in indigenous cultures that are living in harmony with their cultural heritage. So as we're going deeper and deeper and deeper into this thing we call life through this modern world, the consequences of moving forward unconsciously with our eyes blinkered, hypnotized somewhat by the glamour and the allure, the programming, the conditioning, the hype, the fever, and the magnetism of the, just the enormity of the vortex that living in this world, billions of souls living in this world, generating energy, the consequences of moving forward into that vortex have to be evaluated. And we have to have a really, really, really good strong look here. And if we're really honest about it, what it facilitates is a repositioning of our consciousness and a re-evaluating of our values. And I'm someone who has never willingly, for whatever reason, dived into this mosh pit of consumption and materialism and considered it as, you know, the way to live. 33 years now of asking deep questions and living in a way that has allowed me to experience deep levels of peace and high levels of happiness and effectiveness, aka success, in the way that I want to live, in terms of being able to manifest the lifestyle that I want. I'm not suggesting that you should live my lifestyle. We all have our own particular calling in life. But what I am suggesting is that you should consider the dynamics at play so that you're able to discern whether you're being driven by conditioning and programming the status quo and the social norm deeper and deeper and deeper into getting entangled in a culture that is on its way down. And the markers for this fall of modern civilization are very obvious and all around us. So how do we move forward? How do we navigate through this cacophony of noise and minefield of the modern world? How do we do that safely and in a way that is appropriate? It means we don't abandon our responsibilities. We don't relinquish our dreams. We can actually embrace our calling in life, succeed, and navigate masterfully through these troubled waters of these extremely confusing times. For most people, it's extremely confusing what's going on. So the answer to the question, how, is we need to be solidly ground in a practice, grounded in a daily practice that allows us to feel empowered, to feel clear, to feel peaceful. And it allows us to tap into our own power to create and generate our reality and do so consciously in a masterful way. And in order to accomplish that, we need this grounding in a daily practice, in internal practices, which give us this ability. Number two, we need a support system. We need a community or a group, whether it's a physical community that we live closely to or with, or a virtual community that we can enjoy, connect with through media and modern communication. Whatever it is, we need a support system. We can't do it alone. So these two things are very, 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 very important to understand. The proof is in the pudding. The consequences of living unconsciously, disconnected from your own real, genuine sense of self, and the relationship that that sense of self has with life itself, the consequences of living in that way, aka through driven by egocentric behavior, are all around us. They're in the proof of the dysfunctionality of this modern culture. So you have to change your approach to life. And in order to do that successfully, you have to repeat over and over and over and over a new orientation of your consciousness. That means a different awareness, and a different attitude. That's all it is, your awareness and your attitude. The information that is bombarding you from the information highway that's available on the internet is stimulating your mind, overstimulating your mind, and overstimulating your central nervous system. There's no way you can get into your power and really stand in it and navigate moving forward with that stimulation agitating your mind. Becoming more psychoactive through the stimulation of the interface with modern technology. This is why we have such a spike in ADHD, attention deficit disorder, the inability to concentrate. The reason why that is epidemic proportions right now is because of this stimulation coming from the technology, this overstimulation of the central nervous system. As it agitates the central nervous system and agitates your mind, it dissociates you from your power. It's a vibrational disconnect, a frequency disconnect. So we need a practice that not only allows us to reconnect with our inner power, we also need a practice that is supported by, that it has its foundations in, a very, very, very high level understanding of life and how the consciousness of the human being interfaces with the energy of creation. Very, very important stuff I'm talking about here. And what we specialize in at Superhero Training is the practice and the clarity, the information, the wisdom teachings that support the practice. But the main thing is the practice itself. It's not a physical practice. It's not a mental practice. It's not an emotional practice. It's a spiritual practice. Why do we need a spiritual practice? We need a spiritual practice because we are spiritual beings. The only thing that's going on in the world, the only thing that's going on in life itself, is an interface between consciousness and energy. Consciousness is another name for spirit. It is the pure essence of life. The pure essence of life is experiencing eternal life through a fascinating interface with energy. And it interfaces with energy through something called soul. And what the soul very simply is a bubble, a membrane, so that the ocean of consciousness can individuate, can experience itself as an individuated aspect of itself. So the drop of the ocean is the soul. And what the soul does is preserves the continuity of the individuated consciousness. What does that mean? It means that the ocean itself is a singularity. All the drops are unified in the ocean. They're a oneness. So there's no individual experience in the bits of the ocean. It's the ocean. But as it, and this is the wonder of life, that it even does this, manifests itself as soul. That soul is like a bubble or a membrane that now has a little tiny aspect of consciousness within itself. And that aspect of consciousness is experiencing through eternity and infinite possibility. And the way it does it is the light of consciousness projects through the soul, it shines through the soul, and projects an image into the world of energy. And we call that image the physical body. We call that image I. But I am not the physical body. I am the consciousness within the soul. And what the soul does is it records all the vibrations of the activity of the projected form. So all of your thoughts and words and actions, your feeling states, are recorded in the soul. And this is what's called your karma. So if you want anything to change in the physical material world, if you want to be more successful, if you want to be healthier, if you want to be happier, if you want to experience a different reality, the only way to do that is to go within yourself. And this is the spiritual journey. It's a journey of introspection that you undertake alone, and you go within to the source of consciousness within you. And this is a wonderful, wonderful journey. And superhero training exists to assist you in that journey. So we have a community, we have support groups, we have guidance, and we have various structures and teachings in place to help you deal with the consequences of reorienting your psyche, of shifting your sense of self deeper into yourself, away from the physical form, which is a projection in an energy world. You can call it the hologrammatic universe or the holographic universe. The physical body is a tiny hologram within a gigantic hologram. And it's all made of energy. And consciousness is experiencing itself through the reflection. It's like looking in a mirror. But the thing is, consciousness is over-identified, has assumed that what it's seeing in the mirror is itself. And this is what we call the ego. And this is a big problem. The big problem. So when you start to reorient your psyche, and you go deeper within, and you start to release the vibrational karma that you have stored in your psyche, in your soul, in the subconscious, in the unconscious regions of the psyche, what happens is there are consequences. And superhero training exists to support you in navigating through those consequences. And so we have a training over 6 to 9 months that assists you in disentangling yourself as consciousness from the energy matrix, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, so you feel free. Freedom and peace. That's what we specialize in. As you become more and more free and more peaceful, you become more and more empowered and inspired and illuminated. And you have the clarity to see what it is you actually are supposed to be doing in this world. And we help you translate that vision into action, into reality, so that you can live your dreams. But they're not the dreams of the ego, which is programmed to live in fear and survive. Basically, compete, survive, procreate, and it lives in fear. So the ego's dreams exist in the context of a completely different world to a soul conscious being's dreams. And so as you make these major shifts within you, what happens is your world begins to change, and it can be quite calamitous at the beginning. It can take on the appearance of a breaking down phase. But this is very natural because all the creations, the miscreations that have been generated by the fearful ego's dream have to be destroyed. It's just the way it is. That's why this world, this modern civilization that we're in is in a state of decay, breaking down. Systems are breaking down, structures are breaking down, institutions are breaking down. It's a non-sustainable model. Life provides the space and time for a non-sustainable model to exist only for a certain period of time. But it won't support it forever because it's too disharmonious. And this phenomena is as present in a universe as it is in a physical body, or the cell of a physical body. So you as a human being can engage in disharmonious and dysfunctional, toxic, antisocial behavior for a certain period of time. But it will gradually, slowly but surely, unavoidably destroy you. And it will be a miserable demise. So this is what we're witnessing right now, is this miserable demise of the modern civilization, the materialistic consumption world that lives to consume, driven by fear, obsessed with competition, who's the best, who's the biggest, who's the strongest, who's the fastest, who's got the biggest tits, who's got the shiniest teeth, who's got the biggest muscles, who's got the most money, who's got the biggest house, and obsessed with the images of materialism, photographs, media, obsessed with everything outside of itself. All of this is reaching a crescendo of saturation now. And we can see the evidence of this in the systems and the institutions and whatnot that I mentioned before breaking down. The disease that I mentioned before. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual dis-ease. The toxicity, the way the natural world is being absolutely devastated by the impact of this modern civilization. But more importantly, we can feel it within ourselves. There's a dis-ease within ourselves. And the deeper we go within, the more obvious it becomes. As soon as you stop distracting yourself, if you just sit quietly and breathe and observe how agitated your inner world is, you'll be amazed. How disturbed your spirit actually is, you will be amazed. So we're in the reason why we call it superhero training is because we're bridging between worlds right now. We're bridging between an old, no longer valid, appropriate way of expressing. We're bridging into a new. But the new hasn't been established, and the old hasn't dissolved, disappeared, gone away. What to do? Somehow, we have to be the change we desire. Somehow we have to embody it. Somehow we have to have the courage to be the living bridges and the living foundations of this new paradigm. And we have to be able to do this while we're navigating successfully the challenges of this current epoch. And the wonderful thing about life is that it will support that absolutely. It will absolutely support a very swift transformation as you reorient your psyche away from the ego-centered perspective and experience into the soul-conscious perspective and experience. It will absolutely support fast-tracking that. And it will also support the manifestation, the creation of the visions that come from that new perspective. So if you, for example, used to own a tattoo parlor and sold drugs for a living, and I'm not suggesting that people that own tattoo parlors sell drugs, I'm just saying that if you did that, some random example, and you started practicing superhero consciousness, you would experience an upheaval within yourself that would make it feel more and more obvious that this is not a life that you want to live anymore. And this is where the suicide urge comes in. What's called the Thanatos complex, the death wish, the death urge. It only kicks in when you're living out of harmony with your own spirit, with your own soul. But if you don't have the courage to actually kill yourself, which incidentally doesn't do any good anyway, what happens is that Thanatos urge is diluted and diverted into behavior that sabotages your life. So you might become a heavy drinker or a drug user or have an overeating disorder or become addicted to porn or making money or bodybuilding or whatever it is. Some obsession that actually ruins you, spoils your life, sabotages your experience, and slowly kills you, takes you into a darker and darker and darker place. And this is just a direct consequence of not living your higher purpose, your true purpose. And so this is a very, very real scenarios I'm talking about here. This is not like some random thing that hardly ever happens. This is the situation for most people, certainly souls that are trapped, living unconsciously, live in this reality construct we call our world. So when you start to shift and you start to feel that this way of relating, this death, playing out this death thing is no longer valid, you are inspired with a vision or a calling, and it might not be very clear, but it's something. And superhero training exists to assist you in A, deepening your faith, in establishing yourself deeper and deeper and deeper in the roots of your soul consciousness, and trusting the inspiration that's emerging from that place. And it also, superhero training, fortifies you with the ability to move forward, to take action. Because life is in everything and around everything. It surrounds absolutely all the manifestations of form, and it's within manifestations of the form. Even something that's completely dead, life is in the atomic structures and surrounding that dead body or whatever it is eternally. The presence of life permeates every particle of creation and holds every particle of creation and everything that hasn't been created. The essence. That's what it is. So all there is life. So whatever you life inspires you to do, not your ego's fearful dream, but what life itself inspires you to do, life will support. And so superhero training exists to help you move along this transformation. And the course itself, the training itself, is over 6 to 9 months. We have weekly exercises for you to do, weekly lessons, and then things to practice out of those lessons. We have various teachers and teachings coming from various perspectives that holistically cover the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual landscape. that you need to be a master of in order to navigate health, happiness, and success according to how you want to do that masterfully. So it's a wonderful thing. It takes courage. It takes commitment. And it takes honesty. So if you're feeling a call, if your spirit is grumbling at the way you're living your, what you call your life, what you perceive as reality, is not turning you on, not inspiring you, and you want to experience the freedom and peace and the degrees of aliveness that you instinctively know you can, superhero training is for you. Absolutely. So that's all I'm going to share with you today. I appreciate your time. I know how valuable it is. And I want to thank you for listening. If you are interested in exploring this further to see if it's a fit for you, you can follow the instructions. And it's going to cost you around $1,500 investment. That's what it's going to cost you. And we have various payment plans in place as well. And if you get onto a payment plan, it costs you a little bit more than that. So it's a heck of a deal. And if you shuddered at the number 1,500, don't worry. We're into success. We're into supporting your success. If you're feeling the call, we believe in you. Follow the instructions. Talk to someone who'll be able to help you decide whether it really is a path you should genuinely consider. So, my name's Nick Good. I'm sending you the very best wishes from the island of Bali. And bless your heart wherever you are. Thank you very much for listening.